The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to this special series dedicated to slow wine held in Bologna in March 2023. During the fair, we conducted several interviews with some very exciting producers. We were able to pull out some of the more interesting elements of Italian wine within the slow wine movement. Tune in each week on Italian Wine Podcast.
Welcome back to another interview at the Slow Wine Festival, Slow Food. And we are in Bologna, and I am with Filippo Padoan.
Yes, exactly.
From the Aquila del Torre winery. And actually, we kidnapped you and brought you here.
Yeah.
Because you are one of the benchmark producers for your Piccolito.
Yes.
That is mentioned in this book. So I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. But can you tell me who you are?
So I work in this winery as the sales manager for Italy, for the Italian markets.
Okay.
I work with them since 2020, during pandemic period. So we're growing pretty well. So
tell me about the azienda. Tell me a little bit about the history.
The winery exists like a wine production winery since 1910. The property, the actual property is there since 1996. We're talking about a property of 18 hectares of vines and more or less 60 hectares of woods,
around it. Okay.
That works like a sort of a protection for the vines. Very interesting and a very good position because we're not so far from the mountains behind us and not so far from the sea on the other side.
Is it organic that you're doing? Yeah. Or
Biologic.
Oh, you do biodynamic?
Yes. Yes, we are. So we are biologic. We have the certificate. Okay. We are starting to use some biodynamic techniques. It's a way to work without using intensive works in the vines with some standard that you have to respect. So how can I say sulfiti, you know?
The sulfites, yeah.
The sulfites. And this is more quite generic. On the specific, I can tell you the numbers, but it's a more natural way, you know.
So how many bottles a year do you guys put out?
So we produce more or less 60,000 bottles.
Wow, okay. Yeah. And how many labels?
10 labels.
Yes. Which one is the most important, the most popular?
So the most representative for us, it's the Friulano.
Friulano.
Yes. A local grape.
Did I ask you where the winery was exactly?
No, the winery is in Savorniano del Torre. It's near Povoleto, that is a city nearby Udine.
Udine.
The north part of Udine.
Got it. Okay.
Coming back to America, Vinitaly International Academy, the ultimate Italian wine qualification will be held in New York City from 4 to 6 March 2024. Have you got what it takes to become the next Italian wine ambassador? Find out at vinitaly.com.
If I was a student and I wanted to learn more about Piccolit, can you tell me something that is like important about it, but not superficial, something like maybe special about this grape?
The interesting part of Piccolit is that it's a very, very rare grape.
Okay.
Because of the dimensions. The grapes are very, very small.
Yes.
And the fact is that during the maturation, yeah, suddenly they stop producing grapes. That means that in September, when they finish, there are very, very much less grapes on the Piccolit instead of the, I can say, Merlot because of other grapes.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a natural thing that happens on the, it's a part of the DNA of Piccolit, but the quality of the grape is very, very high.
Oh, okay. So there's less grapes and...
Yes, but means less grapes means more quality of the grape.
More quality. Okay. And you export some of this?
Yes, some of it, yeah. We export something in Japan, in the north of Europe, Sweden, Norway. And we're starting to sell something in the United States.
And, okay, we're at Slow Food, Slow Wine.
Yeah.
What do you think for abbinamento? What would you have with your picolit?
The perfect, for me, pairing is picolit, maybe not the recent one,
okay,
some years ago,
yeah,
with some blue cheese.
Blue cheese?
Yes, absolutely.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
In Italy, where is a good blue cheese?
I would say maybe the gorgonzola, you know,
okay,
yeah?
Yeah,
it's a good Italian one. But also with, not Italian, but international, we tried some very times with the Stilton cheese.
Stilton? Wow.
Yeah. Roquefort,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
did not expect that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
Thank
taking
you.
The time. It
was a
lovely.
Pleasure, thank you.
Filippo Paduan from Aquila del Torre.
Yeah,
talking
exactly.
About picolit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.